The following episode of A Cinema Recall, I would say, is rated PG to PG-13, which means that it is acceptable for all listeners, but parental guidance is still suggested, especially when listening to me. All right, enjoy. Hello again, it's me, the Vern, here from the Cinema Recall Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode. You know how when you have a podcast scheduled and then things change? Well, that's what happened with this particular episode, folks. Originally, I was supposed to have on guest Maria Galindo, I'm drunk as Brittany. I apologize so much, Maria. But Maria is a filmmaker out in New York, and she has made an incredible movie called A Slice of Life in Barcelona, and she's made a series of short films and other features, Witch Hour on YouTube. Check it out, it's a lot of fun. But she was going to be on our most recent episode to talk about the feature Cecil B. Demented, the movie directed by John Waters and starred Stephen Dorff and Melanie Griffith and Alicia Witt and Michael Shannon. And she was going to come on that show to talk about that movie and our favorite moments of that movie. But things happen, as things normally do. She's working on pre-production for her newest film, and she just wasn't able to take time off to do my show, which I completely understand. That's her main project, it's her baby, and I fully support her to do that. So she'll be on another episode coming up soon. So I'm stuck with having to put out an episode, and so just for today, and I'm pretty sure I'll do it again some other time, I'm going to be releasing my reviews of two controversial movies. So I'm going to post my reviews of Mother, starring Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, and I think Kristen Wiig, directed by Darren Aronofsky. And then I'm going to post my review of Climax. Climax is the latest feature from Gaspar Noé. I think it stars Sofia Boutella. Boutella, you think this is how you say your name, but I could be messing that up as well. But yeah, it's going to be a really kind of short episode. Coming up next week, or week after next, we're going to have on the cats from the Parkway Theater podcast and the Parkway Theater to talk about the movie Howard the Duck. And the Parkway Theater is a wonderful movie theater here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that plays a lot of older features, many of them in their original 35mm format. So it's really kind of cool. I want to talk to them about how they get those films and what they do to clean their projectors. It's going to be a fun show. We'll talk about Howard the Duck. And then coming up on upcoming episodes, I know I'm going to have on back Chris Revell of Let's Chat with Chris Revell. Chris is a wonderful podcast host who interviews everyone from all sorts of facets from podcasting life, and it's just not even just podcasts, but people who run businesses, songwriters, comedians, show writers, just everything. If you want to be, you could be a burger cook, and Chris will have you on his show. It's freaking amazing. So I was on his episode not too long ago, and I definitely need to have Chris come back to be on my episodes here. He was on one of our earlier episodes talking about our favorite childhood movies, so be very excited to have him back on the show. Definitely want to give some brief shout-outs here to other podcasters. I want to thank Mark and Steve from Movie Drone Podcasts for playing my ads on their episodes. Greatly appreciate that. A new follower, which is Bed Knobs and Broomflix, they just contacted me to play my ad on their episodes. And so right now, I think it's fair, before we start up my reviews of Mother, I'm going to play you a quick ad from Bed Knobs and Broomflix, all right? So stay tuned.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Linda.
Amanda.
And I'm Jane.
And we have a brand new podcast called Bedknobs and Broomflicks, where we talk about witches of the entertainment world. From the horror movies Warlock, Suspiria, The Witch, and The Blair Witch Project,
to the more comedic or whimsical, such as Harry Potter, Hocus Pocus, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and The Blair Witch Project.
No movie, TV show, or book is off limits.
All witches, man witches, sorry warlocks, we're not calling you that, witches brews, witches of history, familiars, and witch-like activity will be discussed as we laugh and have fun talking about the wonderful world of witches.
So join us every other week for some fun witchy talk.
All witches welcome.
Mother is the film you'll talk about for years to come.
All these people, what do they want?
My wife loves having company.
Rolling Stone raves, you won't know what hit you. Time magazine says Jennifer Lawrence is radiant. Javier Bardem is on fire.
I'm trying to bring life into this house.
This is some of the most scorchingly brilliant filmmaking ever to burn down a cinema screen. Mother, rated R.
All right, so Mother is the new film written and directed by Darren Aronofsky. It stars Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem as a couple who are busy fixing up their home after a fire. Well, she's fixing up their home while he is busy trying to write up a new poem. He was very successful in the past and now not so much anymore. Their tranquil life is soon disrupted when a stranger played by Ed Harris knocks on their door. Later they are joined by Michelle Pfeiffer and then things get very strange. Now, I will say the best way to enjoy this flick is to go into it cold. Don't watch any trailers, don't see any reviews, because your experience will be a lot more, I guess, enjoyable. This reminds me of a really good book where you're not quite sure the outcome, but yet you are still interested to see where it leads to. I had no idea where this was heading, but I was on board the whole way. I could not take my eyes off the screen. I don't want to spoil what happens because that will ruin the movie. And yet, I feel that many will be annoyed at what happens when they do watch it. It's difficult to say what your views will be, so I will just say that it does go very insane. And if you're into stories that go batshit crazy, then you may enjoy this. Mother surprised me at times. It upset me others. One moment I'm clapping for joy, and then the next I'm very disturbed. Let's just say that for a mainstream film, this one goes places the recent It movie would never dream to. The only other movie I could compare it to in Darren Aronofsky's filmography is to say that the last hour of Mother feels a lot like Sarah Goldfarb's Fever Dream and Requiem for a Dream, just without all the fast cuts and split screens, alright? So, that's not to say the movie does not have any flaws, because it does. While I liked Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer's performance in this, I feel like that it doesn't spend enough time explaining their actions or their characters or even why those people are at the house. Plus, there were a few moments where Jennifer Lawrence's character could have easily taken some action at the beginning to end things, and yet she didn't. I also find it kind of odd too that the movie does a lot of focusing on Jennifer Lawrence's face instead of just showing you all the things that are happening, though. I mean, it's still, you can still see that it's intense, but I want to see more than that than Jennifer Lawrence's face. Don't get me wrong, I love her face, very beautiful, but I want to see more of what's happening. Darren Aronofsky never makes the same movie twice, and that's what I love most about seeing his films. The Fountain is very different from Requiem for a Dream. The Wrestler is very different from Black Swan. Mother will not appeal to a lot of people. And yet, I feel that in a few years, it will be re-examined and talked about very much like The Fountain was. As I mentioned before, it's best to go into this one completely blind and discover for yourself, alright? I'm going to be giving Mother
4 stars out of 5. I know a lot of people will disagree with me on that. It's an intense ride, folks. It's not going to appeal to everyone, but I promise you, you probably have not seen anything like it this year, all right?
Now, my opinion of Mother definitely has changed the more times I have seen the movie, and when I watched it the first time in theaters, I did not catch any of the religious or things about nature allegories that Darren Aronofsky was going for the first time around. But when I watched it and started to read more about it, I started to catch up on things and I can understand it. But even with all that stuff right there, it's just like a fun ride for me. I recently showed this film to my good buddy Jordan Jeske, who you heard on one of our earlier episodes talking about Pump Up the Volume, and to watch him just get frustrated the more and more the movie went on was just so priceless. I wish I could record the reaction, folks, because it would have been amazing to see. Maybe not for people who have anxiety, and I can't recommend the movie for anyone with anxiety. So this seems like a fitting opportunity to next talk about the movie Climax, which is another anxiety-induced flick. But before we do that, I want to play an ad from one of our good buddies, my good buddy, Jason Soto. He was the host for many years of the Lair of the Unwanted podcast, and I was lucky enough to be a guest on that show. Well, Jason Soto has a new podcast. It's called Whatever with Jason Soto. So let's go ahead and play an ad from that podcast, and then we'll go ahead and get to my review of Climax, all right?
We'll return after these announcements.
Do you hate podcasts that's about something? The president is always right!
Today on Cheese, we're going to talk about American cheese.
Welcome to episode 147 of What's Inside the Briefcase in Pulp Fiction, where we keep on guessing what could be in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction.
Well, do I have the podcast for you? It's Whatever with Jason Soto, the comedy podcast that talks about whatever.
Whatever, huh? How about movies?
Yep.
TV shows?
Yep.
Music?
Yep.
Weird stories going on in the world?
Yeah.
Fetish videos,
I guess.
How big Bigfoot's anus is?
Sure, why not? And more.
Hi, I'm Jason Soto, famous podcaster. You can find my new podcast, Whatever, on Podomatic, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts, including pawn shops.
I have this podcast called Whatever. What can I get for it?
Best I could do is $2.
Fine.
Yeah, I went and saw Climax, and I have to say, this is probably the most accessible movie that Gaspar Noé has ever made in his career. This coming from the same guy who made Irreversible, Enter the Void, Love. There's not anything I can really say about his other features that you have never heard before. You know, they're usually polarizing. They feature some disturbing imagery, and Climax is no different, but I gotta say, it's not as disturbing as his other features. It's still twisted and disturbing, but it also has a lot of beautiful camera work to this. The opening dance number to this feature, I have watched many times. It's all done in one take. It's all done in one shot. It took about 16 or 17 takes, but the dancers, the way it was choreographed and the camera movements of that dance sequence is just really astounding. The story of Climax is gonna cause many people to kind of stay away from it. The basic story is about a group of dancers who are practicing for a big show, and after a rehearsal, they decide to, you know, let their hair down and just relax, and they're gonna drink some sangria and have like a good time and just kind of mingle with each other. And then things go really bad when that sangria is spiked with LSD, and then you see their downfall. It's like watching these intelligent human beings who are caring and love each other, and watching them devolve into, you know, their primal states. You know, they become violent, and they have these sexual primal urges, and yeah, it's very much a downfall of man. And I just found the whole thing to be visually fascinating, but I can totally, totally understand, you know, people that come into this blind and become very frustrated because there's not any central characters and there's not actually a conclusion to the story. I mean, there is an end, and I guess the ending is you do find out who caused the whole thing right there, but it's very much a visually arresting feature that I particularly loved and enjoyed, but I can fully, fully understand many people not liking this. So it's not one I would totally recommend. I will say that this movie climax is probably Gaspar Noé's best movie next to Irreversible, and Irreversible is a movie that I really cannot recommend to many people. But I do think that the story and structure of Irreversible, the action of that movie is astounding. I still give that one like 5 out of 5 stars because I think it's an incredibly beautiful movie, but it's really tough to watch. And I think the lack of a storyline in this one makes it less in my view. I'm going to give Climax 3 out of 5 stars. I do think it's one that you should check out if you enjoy movies that test your endurance level and you like movies that are different from the norm. I definitely would see that right there. But anyways, that's got my thoughts on Climax. You can go to thatmomentin.com and read a more, better, intelligent discussion of the movie on there. I've written up a really good piece about the features, so go to thatmomentin.com, read that, and you'll get a better understanding of what I'm talking about, because this is a movie that you don't so much enjoy, you experience it, and that's the same way with all of Gaspar Noé's films. And I would much rather watch something like this than the usual movies that get put out to theaters. And on that disturbing note, that's going to close out this episode of Cinema Recall Podcast. Thank you all for listening to this episode. What are your thoughts about these movies? Did you love them? Did you loathe them? Are you just confused as hell? Let me know. I'd like to hear from you. You can check us out. We are on social media, on Twitter at cinema_recall, and then on Facebook and Instagram We are just at Cinema Recall Podcast. Don't forget to listen to us on a whole slew of podcast networks, including Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and whatnot. And again, thank you all for listening to this latest episode. I'm trying to release at least 2 episodes every week, and I'm hoping to do that every week. Sometimes it'll be done somewhat professionally like this, or just done through my phone, because if you are thinking of starting a podcast, you should definitely get Anchor, because they will post your podcast pretty much everywhere, and they'll do it all for free, and they even have like these cool tools to use when posting episodes, and it's pretty freaking great. So that's it right now. Enjoy your weekend, or maybe it's the start of your week, I'm not quite sure, but I gotta go. Again, I'm the Vern, and I'm saying good night to you all. Good night, or good day, or good afternoon. Goodbye. I love you all. Take care. Bye.